From Lake Wendouree to Sturt Street, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from the bigsmoke.com.au. Morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for asking. I hope you've had a good week.
Very good so far.
I hope Sydney Harbour hasn't inundated your little property there with all the rain you're getting up Sydney way.
It's a bit choppy, but it's safe.
Well, I'm glad that you're safe. There are many people who have been put in a situation where they're not. Many evacuations, and we certainly feel for those people up there and hope they get out of this okay. But I think the rain's set to continue for the next couple of days, so things are a bit ugly up there.
Keep their animals inside if they can.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk about Gucci, who are selling virtual reality sneakers for $12, but you can't wear them. As a matter of fact, you can't even touch them. What up with this, Alex?
So this is, I don't know if you remember many, many years ago, there was that Second Life platform where people would play games where they were basically avatars and they would connect with each other and they'd party and they'd buy things. And they actually, over time, ended up spending real currency in exchange for virtual goods. So that was going to a restaurant or a new outfit, that kind of stuff. So this is a similar concept. And basically, Gucci have released what they say is fashion that's available for everyone through digital yet realistic means. $12 for your sneakers that are virtual. You can't wear them, but you know that you have them and you can put them onto multiplayer games that you're playing in digital spaces. So this is a new type of product. For Gucci, why it's interesting, because other brands have done this, but why it's interesting that Gucci has done it is because they're considered to be a luxury brand and rarely have luxury brands played in the space before.
But what's... I don't know. I'm in my right mind, and my right mind tells me I'm not buying anything that I can't tangibly hold or wear.
But we're living in an age where people are making investments in items that are not tangible, whether it's artwork or Bitcoin or whatever it might be. It's about the virtual value of that item. So whether that's a product like this or whether it's a blockchain technology, whatever it might be, this is a way for people to build up their own assets in a different way. But I feel like it's a good opportunity for someone like me to say to you, PT, for your birthday, I'm getting you Gucci sneakers, and then you're really excited, and I just give you an e-card that you click, and it's just like these virtual sneakers.
How's it about you get me one Bitcoin? What's that worth at the moment, about 50K?
Yeah, I'll put it on lay-by.
Can you put Bitcoin on lay-by?
I'll give you your after-pay payment.
Now, speaking of technology, a 50-year-old bloke has used deepfake technology to pretend to be a young woman.
Yeah, but the difference here is he wasn't doing it to catfish people in a dating sense, okay? So this was an individual, he's a 50-year-old Japanese man. He used deepfake technology to create a Twitter account, which tricked followers into thinking that they were following this young, gorgeous woman who was a motorbike enthusiast. And he was able to nurture quite a significant and loyal following. Now, it was completely using face app and editing tools to create the face. It was a version of him, which, and I've seen photos of him, and it sort of evolved into her. But he went into thousands of likes and followers, and people loved her. And she used this as a way to crowdfund one of the bikes he wanted. And he admitted that he got carried away trying to be cute. That's what he said.
Look, if you want to be cute, become a dog or a cat.
That's what I would follow. I'm following the dogs, not this lady. But he went to 24,000 followers, and then he finally admitted, "Hey, I'm not a real person. I'm a 50-year-old man, and this is what I've done."
This has got to be a type of fraud, seriously.
It becomes a type of fraud when you play in the catfish space or you're raising funds. So you could argue that he was misleading in terms of how he funds. But at the same time, buyer beware. I mean, people choose to invest in things. I mean, there are a lot of GoFundMe or whatever they're called campaigns where people are not authentic or legitimate. It's very difficult to police. So that's the risk of funding these things. But it also does highlight the issues that we're going to face in the future in regards to virtual relationships. Like people we follow on Twitter, you know, people we love on Instagram. I mean, there's been incidences in the past where those individuals turned out to be completely either deep fake in this case, or created concepts, so like a bot style image. So that is the future of, and that's why deepfake can be quite disturbing.
Well, Alex, as you and I both know, if you want to become more attractive, there's an easier way. Buy and eat your greens.
This is true. This was basically look, if you're trying to find a partner and you want to be more attractive, especially if you're using things like dating apps, research suggests that if you talk about the fact that you wear recycled sunglasses, or you focus on organic food, and you show that you are committed to conservation and pro-environmental behaviours, all of those things, if you communicate that in an early relationship, you're more likely to be seen as attractive. So this particular study tested preferences for green products and how that influenced how attractive someone appeared to a potential partner. So it was whether you were texting this person or you were on a date and you were talking about eco-friendly products, you were more likely, especially if you were a man, seen as more attractive.
I better start buying greens.
I'm going to be like, well, do dogs count? Are you more attractive if you really love your dogs? Like, you should be on a date, be able to say, I'm really into my dogs, I sleep with my dogs, do you find me more attractive? And then you can have a rating system.
Some people have said I look like my pussycat.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
I don't think it is at all.
No, I don't think you rate well on that.
Have a great week, Alex Chelios.
Thank you.